Two arrests have been made in Lebanon after several rockets have been fired into Israel from South Lebanon, drawing tension on the border. Three rockets were fired on northern Israel from the outskirts of this town of Mari in Hasbaya, drawing retaliatory Israeli artillery fire on the Lebanese village of Kfar Shouba. The Lebanese army has arrested a suspect, Hussein Atwi, who confessed to belonging to extremist groups and that two Palestinian men were accompanying him when the rockets were launched. The Lebanese army, along with the United Nations Interim Force and Lebanon UNIFIL, have headed out to the scene of where the rockets were fired to prevent further incidents.
The rockets that were fired into Israel today don't indicate a resistance move. It is a move that takes attention away from the atrocities Israel is committing in Gaza. The terrorists who fired into Israel work with Israel, and an investigation must be made.
The Lebanese army has reported that Israel retaliated with at least 25 artillery shells, which hit the southern Lebanese village of Kfar Shouba, with no reports of casualties.
We heard sounds of large explosions and immediately thought it was Israel bombing Lebanon. If these groups want to fight, this is not the way to do it. This isn't resistance. This is terrorism.
The Lebanese army also reported defusing of two rockets that were prepared to be fired towards Israel. The Lebanese borders with the occupied Palestinian lands have been relatively calm for a while now, but the latest incident has alerted residents in the southern part of the country. Lemis Karut, Press TV, South Lebanon.